Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. Once again, we thank you all, whoever's listening, whenever you're listening, we thank you for your time, your moment that you spend with us. I like to begin always with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. You know, we're constant when we speak. That is Brother James Bashir, Nate Muhammad, myself, from the stance of Halal Inc., the halal industry, or for us to establish the model community. Our goal is to work to get us to come together and build. We're in a society that people build, and they don't build for each other. You have to build for yourself. The competition of building should be for all that is good, in a good way, no question about it. When we look at the life we've lived as Muslims here in America, we're not finished. Somebody might think that it's okay to just say we pray now and that's it. No, it's more than that. We have to build the model picture. We have to show humanity it's better to live as good people than to live as bad people. And that can be anybody. When we see something that is pleasing, it could be anybody. But the conduct that we receive as a picture for ourselves during the early days of the Nation of Islam was to establish for self, do something for ourselves. When we go through our neighborhoods, there's still no business for ourselves. In the 70s, I would say mid-70s coming into the 80s, cities, you could tell the Muslims were there. Mm-hmm. We had businesses. Philadelphia, the brothers went down under the direction of the minister to the loading dock down on the Delaware, where the people of the union back then said, no, you can't unload anything. A phone call was made. They called the captain. I wasn't here. I was away at that time, but I was told about it. The captain called for the lieutenants to call all the brothers to come down. From that point on, the brothers was able to unload the fish that we call Mr. Muhammad's fish.
Mm-hmm. We came from
Mr. All the things that we had. The union, they stepped out of the way. They let the brothers do their own loading and unloading. In other words, the union knew that they couldn't get into that.
So they have to stay here in California. It's the same thing.
California, yeah,
and
yeah.
Came down there, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You work to build your own. You give jobs to your own. And you feed the people. You clothe the people. One day we'll look up, we'll be making automobiles. We'll be giving people an opportunity to test vehicles that we make. But you got to always see it. I don't see making cars, making homes, building technology, building up in the field of technology as a problem. Once they've been made, once something is manufactured, all it takes is get the know-how, get the equipment, and the material, and begin to build what you've seen already built. Once the model is made, that's something that we should be doing for our own. It's not something that we can't do. A major piece that we got to look at, some of the nonsense that we go through. We have to have those that are intelligent enough, that understand government enough to run for office. We got some Muslims believing you ain't American, you don't vote. Got to read the scriptures a little bit more, both Bible and Quran. Find out how Lot City became the way it was. Those who were intelligent enough didn't get involved. Those who had enough righteousness didn't get involved. And that city turned around to the point that Allah destroyed the whole city. Except for Lot and his family. The whole city was destroyed. That's not what we... Why do Allah give us these hints in scriptures? The Muslim would be wrong to say, well, we can't read nothing from the Bible, because you got the same thing in the Quran. The Quran is just the last version of scripture given to man. But we can't deny the Bible. We can't deny the Torah. Anything that came from Allah, that came to man, was supposed to help the whole of humanity.
History of mankind?
Yeah, that's what it is, the history of mankind. Stand around today and know we can work together. We can work with anybody. We've done it. With hard pressure on ourselves. Slavery had to be pressure. You can't stop and eat or drink without saying to somebody that's sitting over there resting, I need to drink some, boss. I need to eat some, boss. I need to go to the bathroom. Just to hear that tells us that something was wrong. We shouldn't get angry. We should do something about that. And one of the things we need to do about it is we need first to unite, educate ourselves, strengthen ourselves, and build a society that we're comfortable in. Does that mean nobody else can live in it? No. But we have to build one that we're comfortable in, one that we acknowledge. This is a world for humanity. Humanity means all of us. But sometimes people are so weak that when they're in charge, they try to weaken everyone else.
Right. Strengthen.
Instead of strengthening, look how big this earth is.
Right.
Most of us, and I say most, I'm going to say 99.9% of us, I'm talking about humanity, have not seen an eighth of the world, the earth, and the world of people. You might have flew, I've been in Vietnam, I ain't see all the Vietnamese. I didn't see all the Caucasians that went there to help war against the Vietnamese. You got South Vietnamese, you got North Vietnamese. I couldn't tell the difference, but either way, I didn't see a fraction of them. There's other parts of the world, Europe. My brother went to Europe. He was in the Germany area. But he didn't see everything. Just in my little family, we've been in places, military, et cetera, that we could have seen more. But still, it was limited to what you could see because you're only seeing a fraction wherever you're at. Here we got a world of this size, earth this size, and we have not yet come together to work together to build a world that actually can compete with other worlds. They say China and Japan own some earth here in America.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard of that, I said, well, one day, I'm going to buy that earth back. Now, I may never see it, but at least I got the desire to do it. In other words, they can't do but so much with it. But we can purchase land and build something for ourselves. Imam called it the model community. So we need to look at how do we build for ourselves. First, coming together. Come together on what we believe alike. In other words, it's easy for James, Nate, and myself to work together. Number one, we Muslims. Along with being Muslims, we also see and clear on the fact that we're African Americans, descendants of slaves. Another thing, we all live in Philly. We know people in Philly. We're in three different age groups. Nate and James closer in age than I am, but I ain't too far. Nate, which I think is older than James. James older than you? Oh, yeah. I don't know why I keep putting you as the youngest one. You know what I mean? But either way, we know people on different levels and in different backgrounds, but throughout the city. Why couldn't we build with the ones we know? We used to call ourselves as youngsters, as African-American all over this country, our turf. This is my corner, until the police roll up, or as they were calling back then, until the man pulls up and tell you to get off the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the police will say, get off my corner,
just
in case you thought it was your corner. Stop you from saying it right there in your face. So we know the experience, but our experience is supposed to be today, build something for a better future, for not just ourselves, but for humanity. The Caucasians had the opportunity to do it. They still want to make a mess of things.
Mm-hmm.
Still want to make a mess of things. Power. Oh, we got enough power, influence, and everything to work together to make sure everybody lives as if they're in heaven. There don't have to be no strife. All we have to do is want to do it. Let us take a PSA.
As-salamu alaykum. I'd like to read from the second surah of the Quran, Al-Baqarah. They asked thee concerning the new moons. Say, they are but signs to mark fixed periods of time in the affairs of men and for pilgrimage. It is no virtue if ye enter your houses from the back. It is virtue if ye fear Allah. Enter houses through the proper doors and fear Allah, that ye may prosper. Fight in the cause of Allah, those who fight you. But do not transgress limits, for Allah loveth not transgressors. Enslave them wherever ye catch them, and turn them out from where they have turned you out. For tumult and oppression are worse than slaughter. But fight them not at the sacred mosque, unless they first fight you there. But if they fight you, slay them, such is the reward of those who suppress faith. But if they cease, Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. To speak to the host for tonight's program, dial 267-385-0259.
Thank you, Brother James. Assalamu alaikum. Nick Muhammad. Here with Halal Industry, Do For Self. Just wanted to just make a comment. What we was talking about yesterday about us as African American people, that Allah has been with us since we arrived here in this country. Back then, we might not have known what was happening or why we was in this situation or what came later on. We just had to labor on until Allah gave us a little leeway or share light with us. Because I still say every generation, our people got a little better. They got in a better condition than they were when they first came here. We didn't know nothing. We've been stripped of everything. We was like a baby coming in a new world, subject to everything. We don't have a clue what's going on. Trust somebody. I don't know who we trust, you know, but if you look at our people today, we always trust God. I don't care what stage we was in, what time frame, what year, we always glorified
Almighty God, Allah. Always. I just noticed that and remember it, you know, God was always in our whole lifestyle. I don't care who it is. Matter of fact, you might have got away from worshiping God or whatnot, but it always come right back to God. I remember these funerals. They come in the Lord. You're going home service, as they would call it. They're praising the Lord. They try to look at the best of you, the whatever your best foot leave you and take you out on that. They never said the bad, never. I ain't never heard that. Even if we knew the guy that sitting over there in that coffin, rotten as he could be. But he went on in glory through the grace of God. So that, to me, is clarifying that, man, Allah been with us all this time. And here we think, you know, the world was against us. No. This is what we have to clarify if we're going to unite. That God always, Allah, always been with us. Always. Not when you feel like, but once you sit back and you figure out what's going on, get past all the chaos and the emotions and the dislikes and like, you'll see that, man, God was here all the time. Tommy was here. And here we sitting in here, just all a bunch of, all just as separated as we can, going in all different directions. And all society is doing is taking advantage of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're not holding you hostage. You're holding your own self hostage because your inability to look at everything as one. You got all this here stuff. That's why we had to go through the first and second part of our growth and development to clear all that madness away from us and get us in the right path, push it to the right direction. That direction is to live a halal life. That's the new, the model community we're trying to establish. The halal life, the life that Almighty God prescribed for us to do. We done come through Haran, all the filthiness, the cesspool of all this madness. We done rose above all that. And it's easy, you look back at it, I ain't going back to that. I already know what's going on back there. What do I need to go back to that for? Here, we're laboring ahead. I mean, forward, we don't know what lies ahead of us. But we also know that if Allah's hand on it, we will be successful. Yeah, that's what we do know. Any God-fearing people that have faith in God knows that, hey, look, it's I might be in this situation here, but it's Allah and me. It's God and me. It ain't me and anybody else. It's Allah and me. He's in the lead of this, not me. You know, we get out here and want to do our thing our way, and our way we fail because we don't have control over nothing. All we got control over is how we deal with things. We don't have no control over what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. But we do have control over how we deal with it. And we lead with what Allah says, unite. To build, to establish, do for self, want to do for self. Be independent. Anybody that's independent know exactly what do for self means. You know, it's one thing about independence. Is some people is born naturally independently. Some people to be independent. It's best to be naturally on it because you do it sincerely. You forced to be independent. You got a bad taste in your mouth. Anytime something is forced on you, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Anything. I don't care what it is. It'll leave a bad taste in your mouth. And we have to learn how to distinguish and deal with it. And how we deal with that, we eliminate that, is we unite. Amen. We keep talking about it over and over and over again. And we'll have no choice but to continue to mention it over and over and over again because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
It is important for our salvation. Whether we see, if we establish this in our lifetime, whether if we don't, doesn't matter. We've done our part and we labor on. We look back at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with both of them. They did their part. We can look back and see what they did. And we know just by how we going about doing our thing, it was a struggle for them. They ain't run nothing was easy. I can see that. I seen the stress on the Imam Muhammad's face based on when he first came into office in 75 until Allah called him in 08. He found, I seen the stress. I seen it. And he labored on. He was still humble. He was still, you know, even though that stress, it was heavy on him. This is a heavy thing that we got. Mm-hmm. But what make it easy is many hands. Because the Imam always used to tell me, I'm tired of going and talk and see the same faces all over the country. I see the same faces. You know, give me some new people to talk to. Go out and get the people. And I know that was the person that I think, this is just me, I think that was the stress. That was the stress. You know, but we sitting here right now. We talking about the halal industry, do for self, the model community. We talking it. To me, it's a little stress on it, but I already have a good example before me that I said, well, if he labored hard with it, I'm laboring hard right along with it, because I seen his what he produced, and maybe he just laid the groundwork for it. Maybe that's all Allah wanted him to do. Yeah, he laid the groundwork. Now it's up to us to get the people involved. That's why we striving, we unifying. I want to hear all that other stuff about how the brother Imam say they say we sin and pray. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what you're going to do with that. You got this faith. Then what's the purpose of having faith if you ain't going to use it? Yeah, I want to see you use it. And if you can use it, we can produce something, because it's that's the success. The prayer is just working together. We've seen that we pray in unison. The effect that it has on somebody that don't see this for the first time. I had people that was in jail. They used to tell me, "Yeah, man, those Muslims. When I seen them pray in the jailhouse, that was impressive. That was impressive." I like that. This was a Caucasian guy too, you know, but he was impressed with what he seen, and he got the joy of seeing that, you know, so he can relate with what he was looking at. And this is what we had. This is the whole purpose: to establish this criteria to unify the African American people, descendants of slaves. Those who we want to target first, because we can identify with everything. We're extraordinary people. That means extraordinary means extraordinary. That's what that means, extraordinary. We're not like the ordinary people. When we go to deal with each other, we can deal with, we got to go through that period of venting, because we've been afflicted with some stuff, and until we get some clarity, we can mellow out. Caucasian and any ethnic group, they can't relate to it because they don't understand it, or they don't care to understand it. But we have to be patient with them. That's what I said, told him, man, yeah, they just venting. Let them vent. Let them get it off each other. Don't get upset with them. Let them vent. And once they get around to see that, oh, yeah, you guys are all right. You all in my corner. You all looking out. Then we know we're on. We make this world. So with that, I'd like to just turn the mic back over to you now. And it's Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry, do for self.
What's up? Thank you, Nate. Thank you, James.
Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Assalamu alaikum. The halal industry, do for self. And continuing, we ourselves can be very instrumental in building the world we live in. The world we live in, we build it. It's going to affect others. It's going to affect some in a positive way and some in a negative way. They're going to be haters. Shaitan, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call it, he's a hater. He can't beat nobody. Think about it. He can't beat none. How do he come alive? Your Shaitan can't touch me. But I do have a jinn in me. Every human being has a whisperer. You don't believe you have a whisperer? How is it that sometimes you're told to do something that you know you shouldn't do? You're strong enough you don't do it. But coming up from childhood, there's something that suggests do something. It could be something good, and it could be something bad. But we do know the bad things we shouldn't do. It could be anything. You didn't hurt nobody. You ain't stealing from nobody. But it could be a suggestion to do something that you know you shouldn't do. That's your jinn. All of us have that. The Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, stated everyone has a jinn. This is something Allah has put in man. But his jinn can grow to be a servant to the better human being, fall all the way down to be weak and evil and lead the human being to the hellfire. I often say you have to be a hell of a guy to go to hell.
Yeah.
God gives you too much. Give all of us too much to want to do wrong. But when you're not connected, you don't want to believe in God. You don't want to, you know, it could be too many things that happen around you. You don't see God stopping it.
Right.
He gave us the power to stop it.
Yeah.
All we have to see is recognize that this is wrong. I can't do that. We have to look at building the world, and that's why Allah says to us in the Quran also, my favorite ayat, as I always say, when the victory comes, that's a key term. Allah is saying that to everybody, every human being that exists. When the victory comes, stay humble, pray, in other words, thank God for it, and don't do to them what they did to you. So we have to build an environment that is comfortable for us to live in. And that means on all levels. Not just a house, not just a car, but all levels. Even how we treat the neighbor. Because neighbors, humans, should be good to each other. But we have to kill in us that whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to kill it is really tell people, if you want to know if that whisper is working in you, think about the wrong things you do or have done in your life. Do you still get the whispering to do it again? If you ever stole in your life, if you stole something, it was a whisper that made it okay for you. Now, you might have walked past something and just didn't know you couldn't take one and you took something. But once you learn taken is taken, and taken is stealing, you have to have a whisperer in yourself to tell you to do it. It's not usually someone else. Now, you can be in a crowd, and all of y'all agree to go down. Let's go downtown and take some stuff. Let's go into the 5 and 10 back in the day and see what we can pick up. Oh, yeah,
going
today they work. Yeah, they work today.
Right. Yeah, right.
They're going in there tearing up a place.
Yeah.
But that comes from also business owners get higher security. They should fix their building, whereas maybe there's some lockdown that happens as soon as a buzzer go off. You can't even get out the door.
Yeah, but they're doing it on the bank. They got them on the
bank. Yeah, but they got to do that on everything in this day and time.
Yeah.
In other words, if we take care of each other properly, we can stop things that shouldn't be. Not only with our children doing things, but with any adult doing it. There's no reason for people to go and just tear up somebody's place, tear up somebody's business. Yeah, it's fun, but we, as well as anybody else, have to make sure that fun is understood to be wrong. There's a repercussion to it, and it's wrong. And punishment comes with it. When we look at the society that we live in, we have to be those who want the best for everybody. I want the best for me. I don't mean I got to spend the top dollar, but I want the best for me. Why don't I want the best for my friends? And if we want it for ourselves, why don't we want it for strangers? Why shouldn't we all live comfortable? We have to build a model community where people can come in and work. We don't have to know them. They got the skill. They applied for the job. No redlining and blacklining like they used to do us. Blackballing and all of that. Don't do to them what they did to you. But it's so important. That's a small part, stopping the crime. And if you don't believe it is, picture of the Nation of Islam during the days of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and see how much crime we stopped. There were people who come in to hear the teaching. Maybe the first time, maybe they've been there a few times. They may have a gun on them. We don't take their gun, but they got to get out of here. We tell them, go back to your car, put it in your car. Some of them might have had drugs on them. Go back to your car, put that in your car. And some would just try it, and we'd have to speak a little sterner to them. But they knew you couldn't bring that around us. No, none of the negative is going to happen around us. So we could be strong enough in what we do, Christians as well. There are plenty of places you can't just go in there and take something from Christians. I'm not claiming that it's all just with the Muslims. God is God. We say God in English and Allah in Arabic, but still God is God. The Creator is the Creator. We touch our heart, then we want someone else. I came up, my family are Christians. And I know they looked out for some people that was even Caucasian, as we were calling them then, devils, calling blacks by all names that they shouldn't have called them by. And they would not out of fear, but they would not become like that Caucasian did to them. They stopped supporting that store. They move on and open up the other. Some of my cousins, they had their own businesses down there. And it's not the world that you want. Allah is not the one that gave us that ugly world. That's the world of Shaitan. We listen to a whisperer, and we do bad to each other. So we have to build a society that we influence to be better. This ain't about just having a place to live. We need to influence the society that guarantees everyone that's living in it, we live better. I don't necessarily want to live in an all-Caucasian neighborhood. I haven't had no problems out of it, and I don't have no problems out of living in an African-American neighborhood. But we have to be those who prosper as we move along. And part of prospering is have the intelligence to also be the leaders. When we look at the White House today, look at all of the, and I'm not talking about as it is right this minute, I'm talking about what we've led up to. We got a president, former, 91 charges. He deserved more than that, but 91 charges. And they still talking about maybe they can vote him in.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the thinking of the people that won him in because he's speaking to their evil. We can't let that happen. You know, people are talking about Biden being old. We let somebody whisper, put something in there. There's a statement that says the believer don't fall in the same hole twice.
Mm-hmm.
Says the prophet said that. And why don't he fall in the same hole twice? Because he learned from the first mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get rid of old people because they old. If they can still function, you better learn from them. the history of even Biden. Yeah, we can replace him, but to say you want to get rid of him because he's old, I believe he got enough sense, like me or anybody else, that when he get too old, he know how to sit down. Time to get off the floor. I just like the other guy. Standing there, and he go silent for a couple seconds or minutes. Mm-hmm. McConnell.
Yeah, he did that a couple times.
But he fell a few times, too, hit his head, yeah, from what they said. I never seen him fall, but he supposed to have fell, and he's having his problems. But we should not ever want to write seniors out of our history. When it comes time, let's give them a good place to live in. When it comes time to that, but long as they can guide, let them guide.
And when they can guide, they still have a wealth of information.
They have wealth of information.
They're still there.
That's right.
So they're always there with you.
That's right. But today, the world we live in, every African American, I don't care if I've been a Republican before, but the fight that's going on today, no way anybody like Trump should be able to get in office. The Republican Party's too scared to even say the man's a liar, and he lies every time he opens his mouth. And he's so bold with his lies, he can say it on national TV, and people still applaud him. Something's wrong with that world. That's almost like the world that said it was all right to hang us from a tree, set us on fire, and bring their children and everything and have a picnic while they watch the young brother that they beat up. The mother said, no, we're going to show his body, Emmett Till. Because a white woman said, and I'm not trying to hate white, I'm not saying that, but a white woman said he whistled at her. That's enough to kill a man. Then she says 20 years later, it wasn't him. She lied. They should have sent her to jail. But now we got the same kind of lie sitting in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
No, now he's not the president today, but he's trying to get back in there. And his own comrades, the Republican Party, are too afraid to say he's a liar. All of them should turn against him and make sure anybody that support them don't vote for him. That's what it is, yeah. Secret society.
Other than that,
they would have. You better know it. So we have to see. When it comes to voting, we got to get involved. A black man that don't vote is going to get anything for leadership and very little for themselves. You don't have to just vote black. But you want to vote right. We want to be where we know that we have some say to make things work the way they should be working. The man got 91 charges. You get two charges, you can't go to work next week.
You locked up.
He got 91 charges. And everybody know that he's guilty. He led that brigade to do January 6th in the way that they did it, and they didn't care if they killed somebody.
Some died, and
his vice president, he putting up people on him. I want to like him, but if he don't do this, he won't be my friend no more. Anybody say that's a threat? So we have to see that we got to get involved and make the world that we know is a better world. Are they good Caucasians? Plenty.
Yeah.
But for some reason, even in slavery, the good Caucasian could not stand up against his slave brother,
mm-hmm.
his slave master brother, because they would have killed him. They were told, "You let us catch you teaching any of these N-words." Talking about us, our foreparents, teaching them to read, to write. And we're going to punish you. We're going to hang you right beside. So Caucasians can't stop Caucasians.
That's it.
So if they can't stop them, how do we make humans be humans? We have to step up. One thing around the world, don't nobody want to be shamed by us. They don't want us to be smarter than them, so they'll study harder so they can say they got something. And that's okay. Competition towards good is good. But you and I got to know we have to change some. Maybe everybody want, not everybody, too many people might want God to step in and say, I'm God, and we're going to move all this. No, he empowers us to do our own world. He empowers us. He blessed us to live today, to talk today. There's a blessing from God.
Mm-hmm.
All we got to do is come together and stop acting like we don't know how to do it. Churches, come together. Masjids, temples, come together. Together as one. For all that is good, not just for African-American people, for people in general. People that's coming from overseas and living in America. Make America the haven that where people would want to live and will be treated fairly. But make sure, number one, we treat ourselves fairly. And that means that we need to be ourselves sitting in leadership at some point. We're going to take another PSA.
Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. Interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA, email us at info@cwsc.us, visit am360.org, PAN Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. If you want to speak to the host, if you have any comments or any questions, we ask you to call 267-385-0259.
Yes, thank you, Brother James. Nate Muhammad again. The Halal Industry to Do For Self. Just want to make another comment that we are building unity, establishing unity. It's easy. The work we have to do is easy. That's the easy part. The hard part is building structure. One will have to look at himself and decide or determine where do he fit or where will he fit in the unification of things. When we were with the nation, we just came in and started marching in a military form, and we just got general orders and we got assignments, and then we just did it. We won't have that kind of structure, because everything will be built on what you want to do. It'll be inspired by how well or how much you want to get it done. It's just that, look back at our people that migrated over here on the slave ships and what they looked at and what they were faced with. They were faced with a situation where, really, they didn't have no choice but to deal with it, whether they wanted to do it or not. They didn't have any choice. And by them not having a choice, in their eyes, that it was forced on them. And that's why it left a bad taste in their mouth. And that's why you'll find a lot of our people acting the way they act in the day from that force. But once you come to realization that a lost hand was on it, that should have smoothed everything over, even though the pain of the struggle still lingered on. I look at this unification of things. People don't have any choice. They don't have no choice. You're either going to do it willingly or unwillingly. It's best you do it willingly. And how do I know? Just reflect back again with this coming in on the slave ship. You ain't had no choice but to deal with what they wanted you to deal with, what you had to go through. Here, we coming into not the end of it, but we coming into the blessing of it, where we're going to get this thing done. I know we did. There's no doubt in my mind. As much as I know Allah's hand on this, we're going to do this. I'd rather do it willingly. I want to do it with a smile on my face. You know, happy that, yes, we coming. It's almost like running a long race or something, coming to the end. But it's not really the end. It's just a beginning of another stage of growth and development. But we can always look back and see what we came through, or look at what we just labored through, where we can sit back and that's history. You can talk about it. We can still write a book. I say from I said slavery to the halal industry, but I would say slavery to the halal industry through the new through the model community, because that journey that we came starting, even though we was in slavery, but starting with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad, and Allah be pleased with him, from all the way till we entered the doors or the gate of the model community. That's a story. That's a story. We're doing little stories about history of people here around in Philadelphia's vicinity. We can do the same story about our journey. Everybody sit back and tell your story. Then getting this done. What inspired you? Who motivated you? Who was the inspirational force behind you? And everybody going to come back and say, nobody but God. Allah. Once I seen his, like I say, the hand on him. I seen his hand on it. I know, hey, you know, this is no doubt. And we ain't got to sit up here in the way they try to sit here where you bear witness to who Allah is and what God is. They try to make it look as though it's some mysterious person or something you see. Like, whoa, woo, and God said, woo, and we let there be like something like that. No, you read the book and I'll tell you how that happened, how everything came about. Ain't nothing mysterious about it. This is why I was saying that those who was poor, they wasn't clear. I know from my family, you know, they didn't give me a clear picture of who God was and what he was, because they didn't know themselves. We walked in our house and there was a big old fat Jesus, a Caucasian Jesus, sitting up on a mantelpiece. And you look at him, I ain't following no Caucasian. These jokers kicking out in our butt from all angles. And you want me to sit and worship him? Not me. I turned my head from it. If I would have worked, oh man, that was a psychological thing that they put on the people. You know, and that's why I was saying once, and we didn't get this until we got into the nation, at least I have. And they start to taught you to read and to search and to ask questions. And by dealing with a lot of other brothers and sisters, they explain to you from what they knew. And it's like a puzzle. You put it together and get a picture. That's the same thing that we're building with we're trying to unite. To get our pictures. So once we unite, the next part is to build for, to do for ourselves, to build the companies or build businesses through the halal industry. Not halal the dietary that part. No, we're talking about occupation in industry, businesses, social gatherings, all that. That's all part of industry. Halal. Now, it's not going to be mine. It's a halal. What that mean? Permissible. I got it. Leading with what God wants first, not what I want, you know, because I put the most money in it, so I should have the most say-so. No, it don't go like that. You know? If you had the most faith in God, that will put you in the lead because your action will show. Not your conversation, your action. Your action speaks for, what they say, what was it, action speak louder than words? Yeah, so, well, hey, if you know it, you can show it. You know? That's what I say. But this is our time. This is our time. And we look forward from the halal industry to be the vessel to bring about the unification, the do for self, build a model community. This is Nate Muhammad, Halal Industry, Do for Self. We'll be signing off. We're glad to meet you tomorrow, same time, 6 to 7, Eastern Standard Time, for another edition of the Halal Industry, Do for Self. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.